No voting will take place, and the person so nominated will be declared the chairperson. If there's more than one nomination members, the names of the nominees will be put to a vote by a show of hands. At the end of the vote, the nominee with a majority of votes will be declared the chairperson. I just want to tell members you will be allowed to vote only once. We will now start the election process. I will now call for the nominations for the position of chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. There is a member. I acknowledge you, Mr. Mabena. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Good morning to all colleagues, everyone that is in attendance. Yes, my name is Thamsanqa Mabena. I'm a new MP. Yeah, it feels like a first day of school. Anyway, according to Rule 158, subsection 1, a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. And I think there's the portfolio committee. Specifically on transport, we are vested with oversight over a lot of entities within the transport sector, and as such, I think it is quite important that we have a chairperson with integrity, someone that does not have any cloud hanging over his head, someone that will serve the best interest of the committee and will serve the citizens of this country with impeccable integrity. As such, I would like to nominate Honorable Chris Hansinger, a seasoned politician, a member of this committee in the 5th Parliament, and he's been in Parliament for quite a while, and he's done quite a lot of work. So I wish to nominate Honorable Chris Hansinger for the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Thank you.
Seconder for the nomination.
Secretary, with the confidence which I have, I second myself then.
That's pretty unusual. Okay, and then is there any other nomination?
Good morning, Madam Secretary. My name is Lawrence Edward MacDonald. I would like to thank the honourable member from the DA for his political speech, but today is the nomination of chairpersons and the majority rules. I would like to nominate Mosabezinzi Joseph Zwane as the chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Transport.
Is there a seconder for that nomination? Ma'am, thank you. I will note that. Mr. Zwane, are you accepting the nomination?
Thanks, Chair. I humbly accept the nomination.
Are there any further nominations? If there are no further nominations, let me just confirm that the following members have been nominated, Mr. Hunsinger and Mr. Zwane. I will now put the nominations to a vote, and as I've indicated earlier, it will be by the show of hands.
My name is Lisa Manu. Good morning, colleagues. I just want to know, as part of the procedure, I'm sure you didn't clarify, can a person second himself or herself? Just to clarify that so that we know, because as far as I'm concerned, that nomination was not seconded. And you did not call for the nominee to accept nomination or not. Can you clarify us, please? Thank you.
I just want to confirm. I'm not very clear on this one, so I will have to confer quickly. Can you give me allow 1 minute? And the reason why I also asked whether he accepted is because he seconded his own nomination.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. As I said again earlier, the rules does not say it's not allowed. So in that case, I would recommend that we proceed with the process. I've indicated to members that there were two nominees for the position of chairperson of the committee, Mr. Winsinger and Mr. Zwane. I will now put a question that Mr. Winsinger be the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Can those in favor please raise their hands? Thank you, members. Can those members in favor of Mr. Zwane as chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, please show your favor by a raise of hand. Thank you, members. Mr. Winsinger received 3 votes for chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, and Mr. Zwane received 6 votes for the position of chairperson of the committee. And since Mr. Zwane received the majority of the votes, he is declared chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Mr. Zwane, congratulations. You may now please take your seat as the chairperson.
Well, thanks to the outgoing chairperson, Valerie, for having held forth the responsibilities of this committee. And thanks to all the members who are here from various parties. And I think the work starts. The work is going to start in earnest. My wish is that we should work as a team and ensure that we take service delivery to the people who have put us here, rather than looking inwardly and always contesting each other here. Our actual job is not to come and contest each other here. Our actual job is to go as a team from this committee and tackle the issues that made our people to elect us to the parliament. I will give it my best shot to ensure that each and every one of you in this committee receives my necessary attention on issues that you may raise, and those issues are speedily resolved as much as we can. I see a hand from Mr. Chris. Honorable Chris.
Thank you. A newly elected chair of our portfolio committee, allow me to be the first one, having contested against you for the position, to congratulate you on being elected as the chairperson of this portfolio committee. And I fully concur in what you spelt out as what should be the focus of this committee, in that we have many, many challenges at hand, and that we should also be focused on the task which we've been mandated by our electorate. And from our side, you can rely on constructive and positive yet critical focus and involvement. So congratulations, Shane, and we look forward to the term working with you.
Well, thank you. Maybe let's proceed to the next item, which is actually not appearing on the notice. My wish is that we should be alerted that the program, proposed program or draft program of action for this week, if we agree, will be as follows. Today at 13 hours to 16 hours, we will have a committee specific induction by committee secretary, all the members in this same room. Tomorrow, 10 hour to 13:30, we'll have a briefing by the Department of Transport on its 2019-2020 budget and annual performance plan. The venue will be M314, third floor, Max Building. And then on the 4th of July from 14 hours to 16 hours, we will consider the adoption of minutes, the draft committee report on budget and annual performance plan of the Department of Transport, finalization of recommendation thereof. We'll adopt a report on budget and annual performance plan of the Department of Transport. The venue will be M314, third floor, Max Building. This is a proposal I wish to put forth to the members for acceptance and adoption. Honourable Member MacDonald.
Chair, I move that we adopt the proposed agenda as is.
Honourable Kaula.
Kaula, who is going to?
Oh. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I do accept the agenda, but my concern is that we are serving in different committees. At 1:30, I will be at tourism.
Could you please use your mic? I know your voice is more powerful than mine.
Thank you, Chair, and I'm listening to all members. I do accept the programs for the portfolio committee. But my concern, Chair, is today I have two committees. I'm attending the tourism at 1:30. They're going to elect the chairperson. That's the clashing of the committees.
Well, we'll have to night shift on these programs, the hectic program indeed, honorable member, from 13 hours to 16 hours, if possible, we may request that after the meeting on tourism, the honorable member must consider coming back to the committee if time will allow. If time will not allow, I am sure will Valerie make available documents and take you up to speed so that we are all at the same level as we move forward. Honorable members, I take that the program has been duly adopted and will then meet at 13 hours to 16 hours in the same room, and honorable member.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I would like to agree with the honorable member there. There are the pressing committees that we need to go and attend, but also seeing that we only had one item now from our first 9 to our first 10, and this being a committee-specific induction, would it serve us well that from our first 10 we do the induction, if possible, provided that there are no commitments from the committee secretariat if they need to go and attend to other pressing issues, so that we can just do the training now in the morning, and then we can also be in a position to release other members at our first one to be free to attend other committees, of which I think the critical as well as the is also on the agenda is the election of committee chairpersons. I think I'll receive guidance from your table there. Thank you.
Well, honorable member, the schedule of meetings as I've seen it and the explanation that I'm getting from the secretary is that after this meeting, there are other committee meetings scheduled up until 1 o'clock. So all the venues are fully booked. The only time we're going to have this venue free is around 1 o'clock. Hence, we are trying to make arrangements that those members who are pressed in terms of quorum and so forth, we should not totally leave them out of this induction. Otherwise, we'd have said everybody must come to induction. But we do understand those logistics. Hence my reply to the honorable member. So I'll just plead that those of us, except that member and any member who may have it tough to be here, let's come for induction and start at the right foot. At that note, thank you very much, members. Let's meet at 13:30 sharp at the same room. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.